Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And on this line, I should have Andy. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Calvin.
How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Now, you are a Hovercare ambassador for our friends at Hover Travel.
That is correct.
What does that involve you doing?
Basically, at Hover Travel, we have developed a brand to ensure that all our customers have a seamless experience crossing the Solent. Mm-hmm. And all operational teams have had our bespoke Hovercare training and fully understand that not all disabilities are visual. Mm-hmm. And it's my job to ensure that all team members are up to standard with that.
Brilliant.
And you've got a special event coming up tomorrow, haven't you?
We have indeed. Tomorrow we're focusing on autism, and we have a Try Before You Fly event, which is taking place at our ride terminal between 11:30 and 12:30.
What a great idea.
Currently we have about 60 people booked in so far.
Really?
So spaces are filling up fast.
Wow. Yeah.
So this is to get people who are on the autistic spectrum, who have a variety of things that they may not get on. Not all of them will be frightened of or have problems with loud noises, but some of them will.
That's quite correct, Kelvin. What we've actually done as well, as part of our autistic pledges, we've actually invested in ear defenders for anyone that is suffering with noise issues. We have a safe space on both sides of the Solent for anyone that needs a bit of quiet time, which is also something. And we've also got on our website a downloadable guide for travelling with Hover Travel, which explains everything that is going to happen, explains the noises and what they're going to see, because some people on the autistic scale do struggle with things that are out of their normal lifestyle.
They do, yes.
They do. And as you say, not all disabilities are visible. Obviously, you make plans for people who are wheelchair users, have other mobility issues. That's a sort of standard thing that most companies do, but you go that step further with the invisible ones.
Well, we try to. We do, as I say, we get all the staff trained to understand that not all disabilities are visual. I was unfortunate enough to have an invisible disability for a couple of years, and that made me realise how discriminated you can be against.
Oh.
And things such as I was in a motorised scooter, and people that park over curbs and things like that.
Yes.
And then even silly things like the wheelie bins out on the streets.
Yes.
You know, you find it very difficult to get past sometimes.
You do,
and
don't you?
People quite rightly want to sort of not cover up, but not make it obvious that they have a disability.
Yes.
So we've also invented and produced a Hovercare card, which is free of charge.
Yeah.
And the card will just indicate to the staff here that that person has a disability, be it autistic, be it partially sighted, dementia or something like that. So without having to announce it every time in front of everybody, just discreetly showing us this card will indicate to the staff that they just may need a little bit of extra time, a little bit of care. So we're just trying to make sure everyone gets this seamless journey across the Solent.
Brilliant. Yeah. So if I was to come along tomorrow and I had some form of autism on the spectrum, what can I expect to happen tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow you'll get a welcome pack first, and then we'll take people onto a craft and just show them around it and tell them what noises they're going to experience and just make them feel at ease in the waiting area, because once again, sometimes it is noise in the waiting area. And that's why we've done it on an operational day, because we want it to be as realistic as possible. And then later on during that session, we'll then take them on a short pleasure flight out onto the Solent.
All right.
And then the most important thing here is not just, of course it's fun, but it's also for feedback. We thrive on feedback from customers, and that's how we learn. We don't know everything, of course we don't, but we're always willing to listen.
Yes.
And if we can do something to make the journey easier for them, then we will do it.
Oh,
yeah.
What a brilliant thing.
Yeah,
have you got any questions, Hannah?
I haven't got autism, but I have got a disability. I got a brain problem. How can how would you make my training easier for me?
Well, every individual does require a different form of assistance. And basically by talking to yourself in a discreet way to find out how we can make it easier, that's what we'll do. For people that are have mobility issues, the craft now has a ramp on one side that enables us to take wheelchairs and mobility scooters. Also, we have various highlighted areas that you can walk round, which are visually easily distinguishable visually, just to try and make everything as straightforward. We never used to carry mobility scooters, and now we do offer that service now as well. And wheelchairs, because we are a high-speed craft and the fastest way to cross the Solent, we do have to secure all seats. So the wheelchair will need to be strapped in. It is strapped in with care and with a carer alongside them if required. And the carers are eligible for, let me just class it as a significant discount on the cost
of course,
if they're actually being a carer. Because it's a daunting thing for anybody who's not as able as everybody else to have to go through something they're not expecting.
Absolutely.
So it's critically important that we get the carer with them and we can speak to the carer as well as the individual and find out how we can make their journey smoother.
So this day tomorrow, is it for carers as well, or is it just for people who are on the autistic spectrum?
It is also for the carers, and it's critically important the carers come, because that's the sort of people we'd like the feedback from.
No, I just wanted to make that clear.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for doing that. We do have some spaces left, but we do ask that this is booked in advance, purely so that we don't get overrun. These are very popular events. We do them for World Sight Day. We're partaking in Purple Tuesday, which I'm sure you know about on the 12th of November.
You'll have to come back and tell us about that again.
That could be another day, couldn't
it? Yes, please.
Basically, if anyone has got any interest or wants to partake in this day tomorrow, if I could just give you a quick telephone number to call.
Please. Of course.
It is an island number, and that number is 717 700, and you push option 3, which comes through to somebody on the Hovercare team.
Wonderful.
Okay, cool.
The details are also on the Hover Travel website.
Oh, indeed they are. Indeed they are.
And if you wanted to apply for one of these cards, I'm looking at Hannah now, because I think Hannah ought to have one of these Hovercare cards. Is that doable through the website?
No, they will have to come in to us so that we can actually issue the card.
Okay.
And I have to say this very carefully, but to ensure that, that the card has the right
information status.
As a bonus, as I say, there will also be, for those that have come and gone through the day tomorrow, we'll also be issuing them a complimentary ticket as well to make the journey on their own to see how it all comes to fruition.
What a fabulous offer.
Lovely.
Thank you.
That's terrific.
So, once again, if you call 01983 717 00, option 3, and you can book into the autism event tomorrow at the ride terminal.
Yes.
Right on the Esplanade ride. You can't miss it. It's next door to the, well, it's on the Esplanade ride. You can't miss it. It's the Hover Travel Terminal.
Absolutely,
by the bridge.
Yeah. By the old bowl.
By the old bowl. That's it.
So that's running between 11:30 and 12:30 tomorrow, that event.
All right. So is there anything else you want to tell us about, or have you covered it all, do you think?
Well, I could talk on the phone for ages about without boring you to tears. No, we are probably one of the best travel organisations with disabilities at the moment. We're trying really hard to learn from your listeners.
Yes.
Without your listeners and without the feedback, we won't be able to do anything different.
Oh,
so we're trying to learn and we're trying to develop. And we thank you for the opportunity of letting your listeners hear what we're doing tomorrow.
A pleasure, sir.
I think what we'll have to do, Andy, is this is specifically about tomorrow's focus on autism, but we'll have to get you in the studio to have a much longer conversation about all the things that Hover Travel do for people with additional needs.
Yes.
Would that be okay with you?
That would be absolutely perfect. I have no issue with that whatsoever, Kelvin. No,
and then you have the dubious pleasure of meeting our Hannah.
Yeah.
That would be the highlight of the year.
Well,
I
there you go, Hannah.
Oh, you've made her day now, Andy.
You're so kind.
I might tell lies occasionally.
I'm sure you don't.
Thank you very much, Andy, That's Andy from Hover Travel. He is a Hovercare ambassador.
He certainly is.
I didn't know they were Hovercare ambassadors.
I didn't know.
We know a lot more about it. Hope you have a good day tomorrow, Andy. Thanks very much for coming on.
Thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.